Well, perhaps now, after all that, it's time we came back to our current world problems, because they haven't been solved. They're still there, you know, in the world, and we have to turn back now and consider them. So in the light of the discussion that has just gone, we may say that all the problems, all the current world problems that confront us today, are essentially group problems. They're problems which arise within and between groups of various kinds: political, economic, social, and so on. And as I mentioned earlier, most of these problems are not new. Most of them, if not all of them, have been with us since the dawn of history itself. But what is new now, what is, we must say, dangerously new, is the size of the various groups involved: political, economic, commercial, social, racial, the size of the groups involved and the extent of their power, their material power, especially their power of mutual destruction. This is what is new. So though the problems have been with us since the beginning, at least in the rudimentary form, what has happened now, what has happened in the course of the last one or two decades, is that they become increasingly urgent, even perhaps catastrophically urgent, so that we have, in a sense, to solve them, or even perish. But these problems cannot be solved just on the level of the group. All that one can achieve on the level of the group is a balance, precarious balance of power, of conflicting interests. And that balance, as we know only too well perhaps, can be disturbed at any moment. So in this sort of situation, what is the solution? Personally, I see only one solution. And it's a comparatively long-term solution, so let's hope we have enough time to put it into effect. The solution, the only solution really, is that we, that is to say the human race, has to produce more individuals, more true individuals, and more spiritual groups. And these, the true individuals and the spiritual communities, will act as they've always acted, but now we hope more powerfully and effectively than ever, act as a leaven. And eventually, to some extent at least to the extent, that marginal extent of safety, transform the whole group, the whole global group. So we can say that a consideration of current world problems makes it clear to us that we have before us today only two alternatives. On the one hand, there's what we call evolution, the higher evolution, spiritual development, becoming an individual. That's one alternative, and the other alternative is extinction. It really means that we, the human race, that is to say, individual members of the human race, must develop spiritually, or sooner or later just perish.